Welcome to Only Believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. Woo. And I'm just so thankful for the goodness of the Lord, especially as we celebrate Thanksgiving this week. It's been a time, I hope, for all of us reflecting back on His goodness and just how much He helps us and takes care of us. And today we're just going to worship and just let Him touch our lives. Amen? Because that's what He's prepared to do. Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's worship this morning.
Still to come. Oh, I believe. If I'm not dead, then you're not done. tired, and surely he was through. It seems when it's impossible, he'll stop you. Friday's disappointment, Sunday's empty too. Seems when it's impossible, he'll stop. Is a place where the dead man walks. Within the grave I'm coming out. I'm holding, pulling again. Sound of dry bones and rain. This is the sound of dry bones and rain. This is a place where the dead man walks. Open the grave, live for it. This is how the trap holds out. I said, open the grave.
Gonna live again.
This is the sound of dry bones rattling.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Louder.
This week, God gave me a dream. And when I was entering this dream, I kept singing the song, I am a child of the Most High God, and the Most High God's for me. And that's what this song is singing. That's what you're confessing, that when Christ is your Lord, and you sing hallelujah, nothing can come up against you in any way, shape, or form that you can't conquer. And in this dream, I was sharing with another Christian. I was kind of counseling them, giving them advice, and giving them the word of God. And all at once, this handsome, well-dressed, in a suit and tie, man appeared, and God showed me, that's the world. This world will look good, because something ugly is not going to distract you from me. And so he represented the world and Satan. And he had his hands in his pocket, both of them. Then he turned around and looked at me, and he said, but I can't touch you, because he's seen God in me. I had Christ in me, that he knew he couldn't touch me. That's the attitude we need to get, that when we're a child of God, the world can't touch us and Satan can't touch us, because God is around us, he is protecting us, and he's going to make sure that no harm or anything comes on us. So you got to put your trust in God, not one foot in the world and one foot in God. You have to go all the way and trust God that he's going to meet each and every need that you have, no matter what it is, because it's Christ on the inside of you that's going to change the world. Yes.
Wow. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it.
That doesn't matter how I feel. Oh, but God is too far gone. Thank me. God, it feels hopeless. Thank me. But God, you just don't know how hard it is. Thank me. The prodigal's father didn't get to waiting at the door every day because he was stuck in worry. He was stuck in doubt. How many times do you think, as a parent or as a child, how many times do you think either your parent or you wanted to go out and just go chase after that child or that situation? Take care of it. Thank me. The Bible says, cast all your cares on me. The Bible says that my burden is light, my yoke is easy. That doesn't mean that your situation is going to change right away. That doesn't mean that the emotion, the stress, the just psyche that comes with it is going to change. What that means is you praise me even when it's rough. Even when you're trying to go halfway down the road to go chase whatever you're trying to bring back, God's saying, no, stand at the door. It's coming.
I'm gonna see a victory.
If you knew me then, you'd believe me now. He turned my whole life upside down. Took the old and he made it new. That's just what the mercy of God can do. Now I'm alive to tell the story, how I've overcome. It's his goodness and mercy and the power of his blood. I'm so glad that my freedom wasn't based on what I've done, but his goodness and mercy and the power of his blood. So much power in his blood. Choices made that I regret. Oh, I would still be lost. Oh, but for the mercy of God. I thought I deserved, oh, to be 6 feet beneath the earth. For all the things I've done, the things I've said, the choices made that I regret, oh, I would still be lost. Oh, but for the mercy of God. and the power of his blood.
Sparing anything for us. Thank you that you sacrificed it all. You sacrificed it all.
Amen.
Father, forgive me for my vain attempts sometimes to serve you and not sacrificing it all.
Hallelujah. Ooh. Praise Jesus.
When I think of all you've done, when I think of all you've been, and that we don't give you everything and all that you want, shame on us.
Amen.
Forgive us, Father. Help put a fire in us, Lord God. A determination, Lord God, a boldness in us to chase after you and to understand you are the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
Our salvation lies in you and you alone. Our healing, our deliverance lies in you and you alone.
Amen.
Father, I thank you that we are going to start doing what your word says and say thank you that you've done it. Lord, we're going to give you our all like you've given us your all. Hallelujah. Father, we just give you glory and honor and praise this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Worthy are you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord
is good.
All the time. All the time.
Lord God is good.
Amen. Amen. It's time to be awake, church. It's no time to be asleep. It's no Amen. Time to be slumbering. It's no time to be laying down on the job. Amen. It's time to be awake and ready warriors for the Lord. It's time. It's always been time, but now more than ever, it's time. Amen. It's time to make our yea be yea and our nay be nay. Right? When we say yes, it's yes. When we say no, it's no. Quit lying to people. Quit pretending with people. And this is not for everybody, but I'm telling you, it's so deep in me. Quit lying. God said it's a spirit of lie, and it is causing issues in your life because you will not stop lying. Quit allowing the enemy to blind you. When I was growing up, if I came to my parents and told them the truth, there was punishment, but it wasn't severe, right? But if I lied to them and they found out on their own, oh my goodness, call children services right now because I'm going 6 feet under. Like, get them in here right now. And that's something I learned as a little girl, that it's better to tell the truth than it is a lie, right?
Amen.
Because I can handle the truth. God can handle the truth. He already knows anyway. Do you not understand that? He knows what you're doing. He knows how you're doing it, what you're saying, what you're not saying. He knows it all. So quit pretending that God doesn't see you. Put it out there to God and ask his help in taking care of whatever it is.
Yes.
Lord, I pray the spirit of truth be all over me in the name of Jesus, that not one more lie can come to me, that will not come out of this mouth, that will not be formed in this brain.
Amen.
Because I want your truth above everything in my life.
Amen. Amen.
A lie will not make it into the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
Think about that.
Amen.
We talked about this on Thursday night too, so it must be really pretty important that the Lord pressed again. It's time to clean up our lives. And if we don't think that we've got areas that we can clean up, we're not seeking God, because he's going to show you.
Amen.
The only perfect one that walked this earth was Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. And so just, I love how he loves us. The same God that went to the cross and died for us and poured out his blood for us to be healed and to have salvation is the same God that will correct us and show us what we need to fix.
Yeah.
Amen? And show, because he loves us so much. When my kids outside, Philip was never even allowed to cross the street, I don't think, unless an adult was with him. I was the worst mother. I was the, what? No, stay in the house. Okay, let's use the stove. Everybody knows this. If the kid's going to touch the stove and it's hot, why are you going to tell them not to touch the stove? Because it's hot. And it'll burn them. And it'll hurt them. And you don't want to see your child hurt. I'd go run and put my hand under my grandkids' hand so that I would get hurt before them. Right? Like, I would save them. No, Philip, he probably would have got the lesson. Oh, yeah, that burnt, and my hand's burnt. But my grandkids ain't even getting hurt. Amen? I'm running. I may not look like I'm fast, but you let those grandbabies get hurt, and I am Superwoman or Million Dollar Woman. Was that what her name was? Yeah, but then there was that one that ran really fast with a Million Dollar Man. That's it. I'll become him or her, whatever it needs to be. Amen? But that's how your God is with you. He don't want to see you hurt. He doesn't give you this stuff to make you mad or to make your life miserable, because he knows if you do this, your life's going to be miserable. And sin feels good for a season. Sin, it wouldn't be able to draw you away if it didn't look so good, right? If you knew from the beginning, oh, that just looks like trash, that no, I can't go there. No, it looks and it feels good for a season. But payday's coming. It'll take you further than you wanted to go, and it'll make you pay more than you want to pay. So let's just seek God.
Amen.
And clean our hearts out.
Amen.
And speaking of cleaning our hearts out, I've been pondering this and pondering this. Women, in January, we're going to meet in here for the women's thing, and it's going to be a time of refreshing. We're going to do a little bit of difference at the beginning of the year to start off our year, okay? So be praying about that. Be seeking the Lord and just asking him to be with us and to guide us and lead us. We're going to do some feet washing. We're going to do some communion. We're going to start the year off just asking for refreshing, a cleansing, and just move forward from there. Amen? So that is the first Sunday in January. But let's get back. Today the kids are having their Thanksgiving feast, if you have not seen it.
Amen.
Being prepared already. Man, why did we grow up? That's truth.
So why don't you release the kids? So they
yes, the kids
started.
Are released so you could go eat. I think they're out there, aren't they?
Okay.
They ain't waiting and get food. You know, that's truth. I can get food anytime I want to. I don't want to be a kid again. Next Sunday, November 27th, they're going to have a children's church staff meeting. Then Sunday, December 18th, will be our children's church Christmas program during service. And then Sunday, December 25th, is pajama day for our kids. So that morning, they can just come in their pajamas. And then we have no Thursday night service this week. So, but we will come back Sunday ready to go and to praise the Lord. Amen. No Wednesday night for the prayer team. So, okay. Christmas Eve service at 6 o'clock here. Candlelight communion service. It'll be beautiful. We love
yes.
it.
Amen.
We love it. And then we'll come right back in like for December 25th and praise the Lord
yep.
and worship him. And women, our Christmas party is coming up the first Saturday in December. I'm excited about that. As you can see, decorations are started. So just the boxes won't be there for long. So just give us a little mercy for a minute. And if you're coming to the women's meeting, we do a gift. Don't let that stop you from coming. $10 and under, we don't make it big. And then bring a side dish of your choice. You get to choose. What else? No men's meetings this month or next month, but you'll pick up back. No, you won't. You won't be here.
Oh.
You'll be on vacation.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. That's our vacation time. So you'll have to discuss it with the men. And I think that's all I've got. Is that not all I got? Am I good? Yeah. Okay.
All right. Fantastic. Well, we're going to look here in the scripture just for a minute. And it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, pray without ceasing. Then it says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And one way that we give thanks and one way we demonstrate our thankfulness to the Lord is in our tithes and offerings. Amen? And so this morning, we're going to bring forth our tithes and offering with thanksgiving in our hearts and just being thankful for the goodness of God and just thanking God that he rebukes the devourer on our behalf and that he opens up the windows of heaven on our behalf and that he protects our seed on our behalf. Amen? And he chose us to be a delightsome land. Amen. So this morning, we're just going to pray over tithes and offerings. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just pray your blessing over the tithes and offerings today, Father, that as we give, you just press it down, shake it together, and increase it, Father God. And Lord, we just thank you for all that you do to protect us and to keep us. And we just want to be thankful this month and this year, God, in your goodness. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Bring your tithes and offerings to the front. Praise the name of the Lord today. Amen. We just want to be glad to be gathering here on this week of Thanksgiving And I just want to refresh your memory that when Thanksgiving first started in America, believe it or not, fasting was Thanksgiving. When they first started and the colonies were first coming here, they would fast when they needed God's touch on something and we needed his help on something. So then we added the meal to it, and then it became even a great thing. Amen? And so we want to just make sure that this week, that this month, really, this whole month, I pray that you have been just given thoughts to what you can be thankful for what God has done for you this year and how he's kept us over the years. Amen? I was going back and really digging into even some of the beginning things where I remember back where Regina and I had a time where we didn't even have a vehicle. And I had to walk from here to there. But during that time, God was blessing us and he was good. And we were just getting started. And he was just helping us out right where we were at. Amen. And he's a good and loving God. And he will help you wherever you're at this morning. So we're going to be talking about the goodness of God today. Because it's a time where we just want to be thankful and give thanksgiving and goodness to God. And just be appreciative of everything that he's done for us. So it says right here in the book of Exodus, chapter 34, and this is when Moses was first getting to know the Lord, and the Lord was going to show Moses who he was. And it says in Exodus 34, verse 5, and the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with them there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord, good, merciful, and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands. This is who our God is. Amen? He's abundant in goodness and truth, and he's a good and a loving and a caring God, and he just wants each and every one of us to be blessed and to know how good he is. Amen? And we're going to rest here in the book of Psalms for a little bit. And look at several different scriptures here. In Psalms 136, 1 through 3, it says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. And I just want you to know that God's mercy is going to be on your life throughout your entire life. Amen? And that God will be merciful to you whenever you need his mercy. Amen? So it's one thing that we know that we're in a long-term relationship with God. It's another thing that we know that we never have to worry about being afraid to go to him. Amen? The Bible says, come boldly before his throne of grace, so that you might receive mercy in your time of need. God is going to be merciful towards you because he loves you, and he's a God of the long term. Amen? He's a God of the long term and the long haul, and he was in this thing from the beginning to help you in every day of your life. Amen? He knew you before you were in your mother's womb, and he plans on knowing you throughout every day of your life and throughout the course of your life and being a blessing to you. Amen? Amen. Here in Psalms 119:68, it says, thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. So our God is a God that is good and does good, and he wants to teach you his statutes. Amen? And he wants to teach you his ways, and he wants to teach you his ways of doing things. And in Psalms 100, verse 4, it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. So this is a good thing for us to be reminded of during Thanksgiving, that we need to enter into his courts with thanksgiving. Amen? Even we had a word today that even when times are tough, that's when we need to be thankful, and that's when we need to go to him and just press in. Amen? Remember, the Bible says, don't grow weary in doing good. Amen? Because in due season you shall reap. Amen? And God will bring things to pass that are a blessing to us. So we need to make sure that we're following in pursuit after God and that we are always looking to be thankful to Him and to be a blessing to Him with how we approach Him. And in Psalms 96:4 it says, "For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before Him. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength." And I think that's interesting because we get the right to give God glory and strength in our praise. Amen? And then that's reflected back on us and we get to appreciate and enjoy His goodness and His greatness. Psalms 92. Verse 15 says, "To show that the Lord is upright, He's my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in Him." You know, the Lord is our rock, amen? And He's our foundation, and there's no unrighteousness in Him, which is why we can go to Him with a confidence, amen? And always know that He's going to give us the right answer, and always know that He's going to give us a blessing, and He's going to be a part of our life, and He's going to be the foundation of our life, amen? Because that is just who He is and how He does things. It says in Psalms 34:5, "They looked unto Him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear Him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him. O fear the Lord, ye His saints, for there is no want to them that fear Him." And it's a good thing to just be in the merciful reverence of the Lord. Amen? Because when we reverence God and we trust Him over everything else in life, His goodness is around us and His goodness is going to be on us. Amen? Psalms 31:19 says, "Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrote for them that trust in thee before the sons of men." And I want you to know something, that the goodness of the Lord is unlimited for those who it's laid up for. Amen. That fear Him and that put Him first and make God our Lord and our Savior. Amen. But we got to be 100% committed. Amen. We got to be 100% focused on it, and we have to make sure that we're truly being Christians, amen? That we're not being tossed to and fro and that we don't have some in-between way about us. We've got to make sure that God is real to us and that we're truly living for Him. And as we live for Him, we'll see that laid up is great goodness for us and great power and goodness that God will bestow upon our life, amen? Psalms 34:6 says, "The poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear Him and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him." I want you to know that when we trust in the Lord, He just brings us into great places of deliverance and great places of His goodness. Amen? And then I got to put in here one of my favorite scriptures out of Psalms 23. It says, "Thou preparest the table before me in the midst of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Isn't God's goodness great? I mean, it's an awesome goodness that He would prepare us a table in the midst of our enemies. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. I like the idea of that. Amen? Getting to do some eating while your enemies are round about you. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen, Jesus. That just sounds like a blessing right there. First Chronicles 16 and verse 25 says, "For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. For all gods of people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Glory and honor are his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. The world also shall be stable, that it be not moved. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let men say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice, and all that is therein. Then shall the trees of the wood sing out all the presence of the Lord, because he cometh to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." Amen. "And say, yea, save us, O God of our salvation. Gather us together and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to the holy name and glory in thy praise." I want you to know that we are a people that are so blessed. I think sometimes if we're not careful, we'll lose sight of just how good God is to us. You know, sometimes we can go through life and we cannot see that it's really God that has helped us through every aspect of our life. Amen? And sometimes we got to make sure that we hold fast to knowing that God is helping us all the time and that he's working with us wherever we're at. Amen? Because he's working out big things and little things for us, and he's always out in front of us. Amen? Here goes another good scripture. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." I want you to know something, that every thought toward you is good. God's thoughts toward you are always of peace and never of evil, and it's to bring you to an expected outcome. Amen? And he has a plan for you and a purpose. "Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart." Remember, again, one of the most important things in our relationship with God is that we're coming after him with all of our heart. Amen? And his goodness is going to be distributed to us as we come after him with our whole heart and we are loving towards him. "And I will be found, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all nations and from all places whither I've driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again into the place which I caused you to be carried away captive." And so God's goodness is a great goodness that comes upon us because he has an expected outcome for us, amen? And in his expected outcome is blessing for us, amen, and goodness for us. And so God wants each and every one of us to know that he's with us in this way and that he's bringing blessing out towards us and that he wants to love on us at every aspect and every opportunity that he gets. Romans chapter 2, verse 3 says, "Thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance of longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance?" I want each of us to know that it's the goodness of God that leads us to repentance. Amen? And that we have repented of things and that we need to continue to do so because God's goodness is after us every day. Amen? And so God is a good and loving God that has his goodness around about us, and he's after us every day, and he makes sure that we are living a life that can please him so that we can go to heaven. Amen? James 1:17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begot he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creations. I want you to know that only good and perfect and good gifts cometh down from God. Amen. And so we need to remember this as we're giving thanks this month to God of all the good stuff that he's done. We need to remember that only good and perfect gifts cometh down from God. And so we need to separate the good things that have happened to us from the bad things that have happened to us, and know that it's God who has been the one who's even brought us through those things that were not meant to be. Amen. And those bad things that have come against us, it's been from Satan. Amen. And we've got to always remember that we have an adversary in Satan who's always going to be trying to push against us and come at us in different ways. But God is good, amen? And that it's his goodness all the time that keeps us, amen? And it's his goodness that keeps us in the middle of this time of thanksgiving and just giving honor to God and giving praise to God because of his goodness, amen? Amen? Nahum 1:7 says, the Lord is good and is a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. And so I want you to know something, that the Lord knows exactly who you are. Amen? The Lord knows exactly who you are. He's created you, and he knows you, and he loves you, and he has determined that you are more than enough. Amen? And so God wants you to know that he's with you. The Bible says here in John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Amen. And this leads us to John 3:16, which obviously the Bible says in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And so I want you to know that this comes down to the bottom line of the goodness of God, is that he gave his only begotten Son so that the world could be saved. Amen? For God sent not his Son in the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And so when we give consideration to the goodness of God, all we have to do is look at his salvation plan, amen? And look at how he was willing to go to the cross for us, amen? And look at how he was willing to die for us before he ever even seen us change, amen? Isn't it amazing that before he ever seen us change and before we ever reached out to him as Lord and Savior, he took a step and died for us so that he could have a plan to save the world? And so I want you to know that it's a good thing and a blessing of God that he took that first step so that we could be saved. Amen? And today I just want you to know that one of the most important things that you have to look forward to in the future is that God has saved you, and therefore we're going to get to go to heaven. Amen? And we're going to have a blessed time with him, and we're just thankful for the goodness of God, and we're just thankful for all that he's done for us and how he's kept us. Amen? And I like this scripture here, Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good of them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Amen. I think that's a great word because it says all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Because what that means is that even the evil things that are meant to be loosed against us and were not meant for our good, with God's help, they can be turned around. Amen? Amen. Even what the enemy planned for you to be a bad thing can be turned around for the goodness of God. Amen? And God just wants us to step into his goodness and really know how good he is to us. Amen? And God wants to help you in every aspect of your life. Amen? And he wants to help you in every situation that you have going on. And I just really feel pressed to the Lord that this is a reset time for many of us. And that this has been a time where we have been through a season and it's time for us to reset. Amen? It's time for us to brush off this season that we've been in and reset ourselves and refocus ourselves on God. Amen? And refocus on his goodness and how well he can help us get through everything. Even this season you're in, God can bring it to an end and he can bring blessing upon you. Amen? And that's what he desires to do. And I just want you to know that God is ready for each and every one of us to just end this Thanksgiving month with a brand new outlook for him. Amen? And I tell you what, it might be time for us to refresh our pencils and write some new visions down. It might be time for us to just rethink where we're at and just be thankful where we're at, but also put some focus on where we're going to go. Amen? Put some focus on what God has for us. Amen? Put some focus on where we're headed and how much God wants to be a part of our future and how much God wants to keep us. And in this day that we see, in this day that we live, how important it is to keep our life right with the Lord. Amen? And this is a time where God is just asking us to make sure we have our hearts open to what he wants to do for us. Amen? And so this morning, as we get ready to go, I just want you guys to be blessed, and I want you to know the goodness of God, and I want you to know how much God is with each and every one of us. Amen? And how much he wants us to enjoy this Thanksgiving time as a reflection of him and just a remembrance of him, okay? Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just declare your glory and we declare your goodness, Father. We thank you, Father God, for your goodness and your mercy, Father God. And we thank you for your goodness and touching upon our lives, Father God. And we just give you praise and give you thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just put out a prayer for everybody who has lost loved ones, Father God, or those that go through this season by themselves, Father God. And we just pray that your strength and your grace and your mercy would be upon them, Father God. And Lord, that you would find them places to fit in and have people, even though they may not have family or they may have lost loved ones, Father God, that somehow you'll fill that gap for them, Father. And Lord, we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. And Father, I just pray along, we just pray along with Haley, requesting prayer for her family, Father, for peace, for strength, and for healing. And Lord, we just thank you that that's come upon them, Father God, and we thank you for blessing them and taking care of them. Amen. And Lord, right now, we just pray for Mary, who's sick, God, Father, that you would restore her and heal her, Father God, and that you would bring her into a place of healing and blessing in Jesus' name. And Father, right now, we just put Amy's prayer request before you, Father God. We pray for Tiger, Father God, that he would be healed, Father God. And Lord, we pray for Amy that she would be healed, Father God, that this sciatic would calm down, Father God, and that you just loose the working of miracles and healing to flow into them right now, Father God. And God, right now, we pray over Sue, Father God. We pray healing and we pray for peace, Father God, and strength to be upon her, Father God. And we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. hey, you know, there is something I was going to do before I prayed or before I even began to preach, so I might as well do it now. Is there anybody here that wants to give a testimony of something they're thankful for? Anybody wants to give a testimony of something that they're just thankful for, of the goodness of God?
A lot of you was here last week, and I came up and had asked for the woman to lay hands on me in first special prayer. And Regina, you said that I was going to have the best sleep and the best rest I've had in years. And let me tell you, God, that was true. A lot of you don't know, but I'm fairly new to the community, and I came from a homeless shelter. But by the grace of God and by your guys' welcoming and loving arms and the church people and other people in the community, I have obtained an apartment, and everything in my apartment has been supplied. All me and my daughter had was the clothes on her back. So I just praise God, and I know that his work and his my journey has just began.
Amen.
I'm just so blessed and so thankful. And I just want to say to the church from my heart, thank you guys, and I love you.
Okay, is there anybody else? Yes, come on. Amen.
Started work about a year ago. And I had to start on night shift because, you know, when you're new at a factory, you end up on night shift or second shift. So, and it worked out for a while, but then I went to second shift voluntarily for a little while, and then God made it available that I could stay on second shift. Well, things weren't working out good because I missed a lot of my church family on Thursdays and stuff, a lot of family events and stuff. So some bids came up, and of course, being new, only been there less than a year, they had 10 jobs available, so I bid for it, didn't make it. Of course, I'd been, you know, I talked to God, and God said, God, I really need to go to daytime. It's just something that I need. I need to be with my church family. I need to be with my family. Well, the bids came out, and I didn't make it. I said, okay, God, I understand. You want me to be patient? That's fine. Well, the week the bids ended, I didn't get it. So the next week, I'm working at my job. It's 10 o'clock at night. All of a sudden, they come to me and says, you're going to day shift next week. I said, what? What are you talking about? So I went over and I talked to them. They said, oh, yeah, you go to line one. And I said, line one? I said, I didn't even bid on line one. I've been on lines 5 and 7. But God made a way for me to go to line one and made a place for me. It was a miracle.
Amen, amen.
God will take care of you. You just have to believe and trust him.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a great miracle.
Okay, you guys have been praying for my mother for quite some time now.
Yeah.
And 2 months ago, she was in the behavior unit. She had was found floating face up in a pond, and so she ended up in a behavior unit for several weeks. We had trouble getting her out. In the middle of all that, a week before that, my sister-in-law had a stroke. She's 66 years old, healthy as a horse, nurse. So we really felt like our family was under attack. And about a week into my mother being in the behavior unit, we were all exhausted. And I just said to God, you know, I'm giving it to you. I can't do anything. I couldn't even pray. And so I said, you got to take this. I can't do it anymore. He gave me peace. And on Saturday they said, well, she's not going to get out for a long time. And on Monday they called me and they said, your mom's getting out on Wednesday. And I said, what? But they wanted her to go back to her independent living, which wasn't going to work. So we ended up getting her in assisted living down near my sister, in near Columbus. And she was unresponsive, just not wanting to live anymore. And we put her in there. I don't think she really understood where she was going. But 2 months later, she's my mom again.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yep.
Well, my life has changed really drastically, especially in the last few months, but it's been a couple years going to get my education, but going back to like early childhood, my sister and I were abandoned by our parents, and we were raised by my grandparents, adopted by my grandparents. Thank God for them. They were wonderful people. We just buried my grandma a few months ago. My grandpa passed probably 15 years ago. Precious people, thankful for them. But I grew up having a lot of abandonment issues, never feeling like I was enough. And I spent a lot of years chasing things that the world dangled in front of me, trying to fill those holes. And of course, nothing ever worked until my grandparents raised us in church. We knew where our healing came from. But anyway, so for 23 years, I've been a hairdresser, and I've loved that job, and I've met a lot of people and talked to a lot of people over the years, and that was the most interesting part of my job, is to find out what makes people tick and where they're from and what means the most to them and what motivates them and what shuts them down. And what I didn't know is over that 23 years, God was giving me an education in people and personal relationships with people. So God started to work on my heart. And long story short, a few years ago, I started with the encouragement of Pastor Phil. I started going back to school online, and today I'm an ordained minister, and I am a Christian counselor, and I have my own independent practice. Things have opened, God has opened so many doors for me this year, it would take us all day for me to sit here and just lay all that out in front of you, but it's been amazing, and I can't believe that the little girl...
Amen.
You know, when you're abandoned by your dad, it's one thing, but when your mom leaves you too, that leaves a scar on your soul.
Amen.
That few ever get healed, and now I get to sit healed and whole in a room across from people who have those same scars and those same wounds. And I get to see them come back time after time.
Amen.
And every time I see them, their face looks different.
Amen.
And their presence is lighter. And I get to see those wounds closing little by little.
Amen.
And I get to be the hands and feet that God chooses to do that. And I'm just so thankful. And I'm also thankful for my husband and my family who have been my biggest supporters through this.
Amen. God bless you. Amen, amen. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Any more testimonies? Amen. Well, the goodness of God. Amen. I meant to do that before I started preaching, but I think it worked out just perfectly by the will of God. Amen. And so I just want to thank each one of you for being here, and have a happy Thanksgiving and a good rest of your day. And we'll see you next Sunday.